Walgreens then linked its convenience concept to a simple economic idea: profit per customer visit. Tight clustering, 9 stores per mile, leads to local economies of scale, which provides the cash for more clustering, which in turn draws more customers. By adding high-margin services, like one-hour photo developing, Walgreens increased its profit per customer visit. More convenience led to more customer visits, which, when multiplied times increased profit per customer visit, threw cash back into the system to build even more convenient stores. Store by store, block by block, city by city, region by region, Walgreens became more and more of a hedgehog with this incredibly simple idea. In a world overrun by management faddists, brilliant visionaries, ranting futurists, fear-mongers, motivational gurus, and all the rest, it's refreshing to see a company succeed so brilliantly by taking one simple concept and just doing it with excellence and imagination. Becoming the best in the world at convenient drugstores, steadily increasing profit per customer visit. What could be more obvious and straightforward? Yet if it was so obvious and straightforward, why didn't Eckerd see it? While Walgreens stuck only to cities where it could implement the convenience clustering concept, we found no evidence of a similarly coherent concept for growth at Eckerd. Dealmakers to the core, Eckerd's executives compulsively leapt at opportunities to acquire clumps of stores, 42 units here, 36 units there, in hodgepodge fashion, with no obvious unifying theme. While Walgreens executives understood that profitable growth would come by pruning away all that did not fit with the hedgehog concept, Eckerd executives lurched after growth for growth's sake. In the early 1980s, just as Walgreens became religious about carrying out its convenient drugstore concept, Eckerd threw itself into the home video market with its purchase of American Home Video Corporation. Eckerd's CEO told Forbes magazine in 1981, "Some feel the purer we are, the better we'll be. But I want growth, and the home video industry is only emerging, unlike, say, drugstore chains." Eckerd's home video foray produced $31 million in losses before Eckerd sold it to Tandy, which crowed that it got the deal for $72 million below book value. In the precise year of Eckerd's American Home Video acquisition, Walgreens and Eckerd had virtually identical revenues, $1.7 billion. 10 years later, Walgreens had grown to over twice the revenues of Eckerd, accumulating net profits $1 billion greater than Eckerd over the decade. 20 years later, Walgreens was going strong as one of the most sustained transformations in our study. Meanwhile, Eckerd ceased to exist as an independent company.
This ends Disc 3.